You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hey, our good buddies Post-Sex Nachos will be joining us in studio tomorrow at 2:15.
Be lovely.
Playing a couple of their new songs.
Good.
From the New York Post, a new study found that when you lose your virginity may impact how well you age later in life.
Okay.
Including outcomes like frailty and misery.
What?
In older adulthood.
How do they know this?
In the study, researchers in China analyzed a large genetic database to find DNA markers associated with the age that people make their debut. Mm-hmm. The team then looked to see whether people who carry genetic variants linked to earlier or later sexual activity.
There is no way this is a causation. It might be also, a very loose correlation.
Also showed differences in health and quality of life in older age. They found that those with genetic singles tied to earlier loss of virginity tended to have less favorable aging-related outcomes.
Okay.
Those who lost their virginity later in their earlier years tended to have better health.
First of all, why even study that? I don't even know what to say about it. And second of all, there is no way you can draw a line from that A to that B. There are way too many factors involved in how we age. Diet, where you live, your upbringing, what you ate as a child when you grew up.
You're sounding very defensive.
No, I'm just saying there's no way they can know that.
Somebody regret our first? No.
I'm just saying I don't think there's any way they can know that.
Nope.
Think about it. Back in the 1800s, you roll that age way back. So was everyone dying earlier because of that back then? Of course not. People were dying of like typhoid.
Mm-hmm. I think it.
I'm going to live forever.
May have something to do with how quickly you grew up and I don't know, stressors in life. There's a quote in Shameless, great show if you've never seen it. Where Debbie is talking to her older sister, who's the mom of the house, and she says, "Once you have sex for the first time, is that all you think about for the rest of your life?" And I wonder if that theory kind of plays in a little bit. Because it does kind of become an additional stressor that you didn't think about prior.
Would you care to guess the age on average that the typical American loses their virginity?
I bet it's higher than you think.
19.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's higher than we think.
24.
Sam? Oh, no. Not 23? 24.
Sam, I was a late bloomer. I lost mine at 21.
Okay, I don't know.
17.
17 to 19 was going to be my parameter.
17.
Huh. So are all those people dying young because that's on the young end of the scale? I just think this is silly.
Okay. And by the way, the number is shifting upwards.
Yes, that does not surprise me.
I'm with Scott. Why so defensive? I did not expect that reaction.
I don't feel like I'm defensive about it. I just think of all the things that you could study with respect to our longevity, who would even think to come up with that, number one? And again, I just don't buy that you can draw a line between A and B because there are too many other factors. Socioeconomics has nothing to do with when you lose your virginity.
No, but and you're right about that. It does impact.
I mean, don't you remember way back when we were in high school, if we're going to be serious, or some of you middle school, there was always one person that ended up just disappearing for a while. Mm-hmm. And your parents will tell you this, Scott, back in the day, in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
You disappeared for a reason.
The girls just disappeared and went abroad. I don't even know where they said they were going. And that's why we had places like the Crittenden House. And girls would go. They would, once they started to show, they would
have their pregnancy.
Go away. They would labor away. Mm-hmm. And then come back. And no one ever talked about it ever.
I always felt like, and I think a lot of it has to do with the way that my mom told me about sex. I was always afraid of it.
Which was running away from you after throwing a pamphlet at you.
Well, no, she didn't throw a pamphlet. And I've told this story before. My dad was
just go to health class.
And Dan, you'll get the reference. My dad was on TDY for like 6 months. And I was in fifth grade, I think I was, at Meadows Elementary School in Texas. And word was getting around that kids were talking about the birds and the bees. And my mom... Stop it!
Why is this always like the most awkward topic when it comes to your parents and this conversation?
And my mom comes into my bedroom. I'll never forget. I was sitting on the bed and I was
listening. Minding your own business.
I was reading the liner notes of a record. And my mom sits down and I'm not kidding. And I'll clean this up a little bit. It was a 10-second conversation. She goes, so I'm hearing that there's words about sex at school. And I said, yeah.
Nope. I would have gone, nope, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
And she said, the man gets excited, the woman gets excited, and they get together. Okay, got to go, bye.
And then she turned around and ran.
Yes. And I'm like, that was awkward. Like,
please do not ever, ever bring this up around me again.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.